We call the senior concerns. We talk about what's happening to you in your life. If you are a senior, that means you're pretty experienced. And, of course, for your neighbor or for those of us who will one day be seniors. Let's talk about the Kent County Senior Millage and more. Guests in the house, Ann Ellermitz, MPA, Director of Contract Services and Program Development with the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan. Ann, always a pleasure.
Thank you. Good morning, Shelley. Good morning.
Dr. Jim Byrne, retired Chief Medical Officer of Priority Health, member of the Kent County Millage Review Committee. No retirement for you. Good morning to you, Dr. Byrne.
Good morning, Shelley.
What did you practice? What was your specialty?
Family medicine.
Yes. Miss those days?
Certainly.
Yeah. You ever see your patients out and about doing well?
I bump into them at the grocery store sometimes, so we get to catch up.
When you're choosing your ice cream, right?
Yeah.
What's up? Work hard, play hard, all in moderation. We want to talk about the Kent County Senior Millage and certainly what falls under that and why it's important, what classes are available because that Senior Millage has been passed. So I want to start with you, Dr. Byrne. Can you briefly describe the Kent County Senior Millage?
Sure. The Senior Millage has been around for
since, what, 1996? Approximately. It's been approved, and it's very important to remember it's been approved overwhelmingly by the voters in Kent County that we would support this program. And to look at it broadly, it's a program then that is overseen by the Kent County Commissioners, and it's their responsibility to see that these funds are appropriated and spent properly. And they've designated the sort of the operational responsibility to the Senior Millage Committee to make the determination about where those funds are spent and that they're spent responsibly, and that we monitor and manage the quality of services that are provided to our community through this program. I've been privileged to be on the committee for about 10 years, and it's been a wonderful experience. The Area Agency on Aging is the management organization that helps us as a committee do our work, and they interact with the people that actually provide the services, and it all works very, very well.
Great. And what are the qualifications for receiving millage services?
There's two main qualifications to get the services, and all these services are designed to help older adults stay in their home. That's the main goal. So you need to be a Kent County resident, and then you have to be 60 years of age and over. And that's it. And then individually for the services, there can be some other little nuances of maybe some contributions that you might have to make, or they have, you know, depending on if there could be a waiting list and there's some priority. But really the two main things that we're looking at is that you are over 60 years of age, you live in Kent County, and you are needing some services that will help you stay in your home.
So just to follow up on that, I mean, so what someone pays for services may be individual, and where does this money go?
Okay, yes. Yeah. So some of the services, for example, the Home Delivered Meals Program, that's where someone can get a meal delivered to their home. It's a wonderful service, probably the most, you know, basic type of service that someone needs. They may be asked to make a contribution of $1.50 or $2 per meal if they are able to. An example of another service is some adaptive equipment that people might need in their home to keep them safe. So you're looking at things in the bathroom, in the kitchen, grab rails, different types of safety equipment, and the people will be asked to contribute $10 for the equipment. So most of it is a donation if they're able to. And the money that comes in from the clients, it goes right back in to providing more services. So,
awesome. Let's look at particularly some of the services. I'll start with you, Dr. Byrne. General dentistry services, I think, are new this year. Can you tell us more about this service?
Yes. If I could, can I quickly jump back on one other thing? There is no requirement that someone be in a low-income individual to qualify for services. However, 12% of the seniors in Kent County live below the poverty level, and clearly that segment of our population does have more needs, and so a significant amount of the funding does go to that community. As it relates to dental services, from a health perspective, I'm very happy that we are beginning to provide full range of dental services to this population. This is so important in terms of nutrition, in terms of the risk of infection, control of pain, all of the adverse consequences that can occur from poor dental health are now being addressed. And it's this is a service that has been very challenging, particularly for low-income people, because obviously it can be very expensive, and it's typically not covered to a great extent by insurance plans. So there is a big gap there that that we need to fill.
Also new, Ann, is the Community Food Club. What is this service, and how can someone access it?
The Community Food Club is a collaboration of several local nonprofit groups, and they're connected with their buildings at Home Repair Services. So it's kind of like a food pantry, only much more than that. A person would contribute $10 for the month, and then based on the size of their household, they're awarded a number of points. And then they can go in as many times per month and purchase food. So the food each has certain values for the points. Food items that are very nutritious, the fruits and vegetables, they have a very low point value, maybe 1 point or 2 points. There's always fresh meat, eggs, milk. But if someone wants some snacks, you'll find that more in the back of the food club, and those have a higher value. But the goal is that families can go in, and so the millage is paying for just for older adults, but they're contributing $10, and then they get a certain amount of points, and they can buy X amount of food per month. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful service. They're located over on Division, and it's in an area where food can be scarce with the amount of grocery stores, so it's really a great option for older adults. We are continuing to fund the food pantries through the senior meals program, Meals on Wheels of West Michigan. So this is just an additional program.
Let's continue to expand on these services. I think there are 51 different services Dr. Byrne provided through the millage in this year. In addition, there's a couple of other new ones I want to talk about. But what services you want to brag on?
Well, just to continue the thought on food, I had the opportunity to spend a half day traveling around the community with the Senior Meals on Wheels program. And not only does this interaction provide food, but for some people who are truly sort of isolated, don't get out, they may be homebound, don't get out, this is an important social interaction that they have with the person who delivers the food to them. And it's really a wonderful program, and they actually provide food for these people that can give them one or two meals for several days during the week. And then there are also the congregate meals programs where people who can get out come together and have a social interaction and a meal together. Again, very valuable in terms of the social piece, but also obviously provides them with adequate nutrition. Another area of concern that I think is really important is that we support legal agencies that provide protection for seniors. Senior abuse, people who are taking advantage of seniors, those kind of issues are addressed, and the service is available if there is a concern, whether it be in an individual's home or in a nursing home facility, wherever they may reside. If they're looking to be foreclosed upon, there are just many options available that the legal services can help and support those who are really in need.
Talking about the Kent County Senior Millage and the services underneath this opportunity with Ann Ellermitz, Dr. Jim Byrne. And Handy Helen Home Maintenance Classes are also new for 2017. Handy Helen Home Maintenance Classes, that's pretty cool.
Thank you. We're excited about this. This is a great collaboration with Home Repair Services. So Handy Helen, it's home maintenance classes for older women. So that's the name Helen. And the program, it's their classes. So there are two classes, and we'll be offering several of them throughout the year. But, you think about an older woman who may be living alone, outlived her spouse, and maybe if you look at the generation, and they probably were not involved with maybe some home maintenance. So we're looking at doing some simple things in the home that they can do and learn to do to be empowered to do this, whether it's really they learn some very basic things for a leaky toilet or a sink or weatherizing your home. And the goal is to teach them some things that they could do themselves so they don't have to hire out, but also to let them know when maybe it is time to hire. They can try a few things and then maybe it is time to bring in a professional. But if you look at types of services that maybe where a home might have felt overwhelming for them to stay in it, but if they can learn some basic things that can help them be more empowered to be that homeowner, then they can stay in their home. So it's a great program. Just a little bit of funds are going to it, but we think it'll make a difference.
Even little things like flipping a breaker. I mean, I guess I'm talking personally. Lights went out. It's like, where is we? But learning how to, knowing how to flip a breaker.
Right.
Right.
And they learn how, like, where is your shut off for your water? Do you know where yours is? It's hard to say. So,
No, I don't think so.
Okay, Shelley's not answering. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, value. Obviously, everything we're sharing is so positive. Dr. Byrne, what value do you feel the Senior Millage adds to the community here?
Well, I think it adds value in a number of ways. First of all, I think one of our goals is to try to allow seniors to stay in the environment that they choose. And in many cases, most cases, people want to be in their residence, in their home. And if that's possible, we are in a position to provide services that will help them to do that. It may be something like someone coming out to shovel the snow off your walk, or transportation so that you can get to your doctor's office, the Meals on Wheels program that we talked about. All of these things are meant to provide a safety net, if you will, a support package for individuals who want and need these kind of services in order to stay in the place where they want to spend their remaining days. And the other thing about that is that if you look at it from a cost-benefit perspective, it's less costly to provide these services than it is to provide nursing home and hospital services, clearly. And so there is that benefit as well, and we don't necessarily tout that or make a big issue out of that, but the fact of the matter is we need to be responsible to our community to make sure that these dollars are well spent in the interest of the community. And I think that's really the great value, is that it helps people stay where they want to be in a safe environment, getting the services that they need to stay there.
And you mentioned, again, Dr. Byrne, being a member of the Millage Review Committee for, I think, your 10-year service. I mean, this is, I guess the question is, why you decided to serve on the committee?
Well, I don't know. I guess in my medical career, I've had an interest in children, and I've had an interest in seniors. And so since I've been doing this, it's been very meaningful for me and on a personal level. Mm-hmm. I hope that I've been able to contribute. The committee itself is composed of Kent County commissioners. I think there are four or five of them that sit on the committee, and the remainder of the group is our volunteers from various sectors of the community that come together to do this work. And it works well because the commissioners are very tuned into this program and very interested and very committed to it, and that's certainly very supportive of the program.
And Dr. Byrne, I guess as we look for the final question on how can seniors access Millage services and how can we find out about all of the 51 unique services that are funded?
Well, a couple ways. One is anyone can call our main phone number at 456-5664, and there's always a person there to answer the phone, and they can, if you tell them about a particular service, they will direct you right to the agency that's providing the service. If it's a little bit more in-depth information that they need, then you can go through to our information center and talk with one of our care managers that way, and also through our website, aaawm.org, you can get that. So we try to help people get to the agencies who are directly providing the services.
Dr. Byrne?
So The answer is call or email the Area Agency on Aging at the number that Ann just mentioned. They coordinate with the providers of services. They have the expertise to help you get what you need.
Great. All right, back to work you go, and until the next Senior Millage is up for its renewal, we'll continue to talk about what is existing, and great things are existing thanks to your leadership, Ann Ellermitz and Dr. Jim Byrne. Take care.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you, Shelley.